From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. In its annual report published on Wednesday, Amnesty International has called for the five permanent members of the UN Security Council to waive their veto rights in cases where genocide and other mass killings are being committed. Selah Hennessy reports from London.
Speaking to VOA, Amnesty International Secretary General Salil Shetty said 2014 has been a catastrophic year for victims of conflict and violence around the world.
As the world has been looking at what happened in 2014, it's clear that millions of civilians from Syria to Ukraine to Gaza to Nigeria have suffered horrific violence and human rights violations.
Amnesty's report says 2014 saw one of the worst refugee crises in history. It says in Syria, 4 million civilians were displaced by war, while thousands of migrants have died in the Mediterranean. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.
Ukraine's military is for the second consecutive day reporting a significant reduction in attacks by pro-Russian rebels, but says a ceasefire has not yet taken hold in eastern Ukraine. Rebels carried out 19 attacks on government-held territory and targets over the previous 24 hours, according to a Facebook statement Wednesday by the Press Center for the Kiev military. U.S. President Barack Obama nominated a diplomat Tuesday to serve as the first U.S. ambassador to Somalia since 1991. The Senate must approve Catherine Denani for the post. If confirmed, she would lead the U.S. mission to Somalia, located in neighboring Kenya. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States demanded Tuesday that Islamic State militants release a group of more than 90 Assyrian Christians they kidnapped during raids in northeastern Syria. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki condemned the attacks and said the militants must release all civilians they are currently holding. A court in Bangladesh issued an arrest warrant Wednesday for former Prime Minister Khalida Zia in connection with two corruption cases after she failed to appear in court. Her lawyers argued she was concerned about safety due to ongoing unrest in Bangladesh and that she's been confined to her office. U.S. President Barack Obama's national security adviser has sharply criticized Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's decision to speak before Congress about the U.S.-led talks with Iran over its nuclear program. Mr. Netanyahu has accepted an invitation by House Speaker John Boehner to address a joint meeting of Congress on March 3rd, 2 weeks before Israeli parliamentary elections. In an interview with U.S. television journalist Charlie Rose, Susan Rice said the decision has injected a degree of partisanship to bilateral ties between the United States and Israel. An avalanche in Afghanistan has killed at least 100 people, with the death toll expected to rise, officials said Wednesday. Winter storms hit hardest in the mountainous Panjshir province, north of Kabul. Ongoing fighting between rebel fighters and Myanmar's army on the Chinese border has dislocated tens of thousands of people and raised tensions between the two countries. But on Wednesday, the leader of the rebels denied rumors that he's received help from Chinese citizens or mercenaries. Bill Ide reports from Beijing.
Ethnic Chinese rebel leader Peng Jiasheng recently launched a fight for control of the Kekong region in northern Myanmar, which is close to China's southern border in the province of Yunnan. The fighting, which began on February 9th, has already claimed at least 130 lives, and tens of thousands have fled across the border seeking safety in China. Myanmar has accused Chinese mercenaries of fighting alongside the rebels. It has also asked China to cooperate and prevent what it called terrorist attacks from being launched from Chinese territory. In an interview in the Global Times, which is published by the Communist Party's mouthpiece, The People's Daily, Peng said the participation of Chinese mercenaries would hurt, not help his cause. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
A jury in Texas has convicted a man in the shooting death of a former U.S. Navy SEAL whose life story was turned into the current hit movie American Sniper. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.